You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
All right, how are the Rockets feeling about some of the superstar players that might be available to them if that's the direction they want to go? I feel like it's safe to say like their first choice, and it's even mentioned in this piece by Kelly Eco and Sam Amick on The Athletic. The piece that went up yesterday was Rockets' Ime Udoka put playoff disappointment aside to focus on critical offseason. It's a really good piece. We'll get into the star players here in just a second. The first half of the article is actually a pretty lengthy conversation with Udoka that talks about, Seth, his failure against the Warriors in the postseason, now in two places, in the NBA Finals in Boston a few years ago, and then in the first round to this Warriors team in 2025. There were some interesting things Udoka had to say.
Yeah, and the one thing he pointed to especially was you know, it didn't make it about him versus Kerr specifically, but the fact that the Warriors are just so cohesive. They've got, I think he used the word symmetry. There's just everybody knows the system so well. They know what the other guys are all going to do. They operate at such a high level that you only get that way when you've had a consistency with your players, and especially when one of your key players is Stephon Curry and Draymond Green, that's something that takes time. He wasn't making excuses or anything. He just said it was very apparent. They do this pre-camp, or this pre-playoffs camp, where they kind of get everybody ready and really, you know, learn it and schooled up on exactly what their strategies are and everything. But the Warriors just already naturally have a lot of that. Yep. They've been through it so many times that they need more time with it. It was very much, at least the way the article framed it and in reading the quotes from Udoka, it felt very much like we got to run this back with a lot of these young guys because there's a lot of potential. They just need more time together.
Yeah, it's the first playoff series for a lot of these guys. With the respect to the Warriors, we'll circle back to the Rockets. It does make you think. That's a real testament to Jimmy Butler that he came in that trade, having not played much basketball this year, but that he came in there and immediately elevated that group. You know, like they were a much better team in the second half of the season with Jimmy Butler in there for a team that, as you point out, is all about symmetry and cohesion and the hammering away, the repetition over time. It's a real testament to Jimmy Butler and his impact that he fit in so seamlessly with that group.
Well, and that's one thing that if you think about, if it's the right guy, if it's Jimmy Butler, who's got a known record of being really good in the playoffs, that's something where, hey, the Warriors have all of that with their system and their cohesiveness. Yet at the same time, when you throw something new into the mix, that for the teams that have gotten used to playing against the Warriors, all of a sudden it's something different. In a weird way, it's a little bit like how Ginobili was with the Spurs, where the Spurs played a certain type of basketball, and then Ginobili was just an absolute wild card.
Yeah.
And that was a year-in, year-out basis.
Yep.
But it was enough that it just kind of threw enough just spontaneity or randomness into the equation that you just can't figure the Spurs out because they're all playing this version of beautiful basketball, and then Ginobili's just an M80 thrown into the mix.
Yeah.
You feel like you might have a good beat on playing the Warriors, and all right, we know how to handle them, and we've seen them a few times this year. Oh, but now they've got Jimmy Butler.
They got Jimmy Butler. Yeah.
So it's going to be actually a lot of the same, but also a lot different.
Here's what Kelly Eco and Sam Amick say in this article here. This is an article about the Rockets heading into the offseason. There's three specific superstars that get mentioned before Giannis gets mentioned. We got a whole thing we can do on Giannis. But Kevin Durant has been the name that's probably come up most often, probably even more than Giannis. Giannis has been more of a recent thing since Milwaukee got knocked out of the playoffs, and now with the news yesterday that Giannis is open to looking at other possible places to go play basketball. Durant's been a topic all season long because the Phoenix Suns have stunk all season long. So the thought is he's going to want up and out of there. If you're somebody who does not want Kevin Durant, sit tight because you're going to enjoy this paragraph. While Durant is widely seen as the most attainable of that group, the group of superstars, he is known to be very interested, and he's known to be very interested in playing in Houston. Team sources said the Rockets still have significant reservations about that possible partnership, in large part because Durant's age, 36, would be so out of sync with their younger timeline. It's worth noting that previous talks between the teams about Durant, team sources said, were initiated by Phoenix.
Right.
So that would have been around the trade deadline, I would imagine.
Yeah, and it's a tough one because he's 38 years old. He's going to be 38 years
36
old.
36 is what the article
36,
says.
Okay, 36 yeah. years old. He's 30. Yeah, 38. That's weird. There's a big difference between 38 and 36. It could be that thing that just, all right, for these next couple of years, that just puts you over the top and it enters you into a new category, a new altitude for what you can expect. But at what price to the younger guys who then won't be around when Kevin Durant is gone
yeah.
or retires or forces his way off the team?
Yep.
And can you be patient enough and just stay your course and do it with younger guys? That's where Antetokounmpo, when you look at Antetokounmpo versus Durant, obviously Durant makes a lot more sense for how to balance this squad out, especially when you worry about spacing in the front court and everything. And yet, when it comes to the age part of it, man, Antetokounmpo's 30. Yes, he's older than those guys, but he's probably got 6 or 7 more great years of basketball.
Sure, yeah.
And then the consideration isn't as much about age for me as just that he's going to get a supermax contract at some point, and you're not trading away your picks, but it makes it hard to retain some of these younger guys on down the road.
It's tough when you trade some of these younger guys because you have two groups of assets. You got these younger guys, you know, the young 5 or 6 guys they've drafted, and you've got all these picks. A lot of them are Phoenix's picks, which makes a Durant, or we'll talk about Devin Booker here in just a second. But the problem is any trade, even for Durant, is going to probably involve both, you know, the like assets in each of those categories. It's one thing if you're trading away young players and you're like, all right, well, we still got all these first round picks. We can backfill the young players. Now, it's going to be hard to have the hit rate the Rockets have had. The Rockets have had an excellent hit rate in the first round with the guys they've drafted high and even with the guys they've drafted in the middle of the first round, like Şengün and Tari Eason. That's really hard to replicate. Yeah, I tend to agree with this, man. I Durant would scratch you right where you itch. If Durant were the one who were 30 and Giannis was the one who was 36, it's a no-brainer, and you probably are like stacking up all these assets. All right, let's go. As long as they don't touch Amen Thompson and 1 or 2 of the other young guys, they can have their choice of all these picks, and let's go. But Durant being 36, I'm kind of with the team on this one. I've vacillated back and forth. And again, like any of these trades, I need to know what exactly you're giving up to get him. You know, if the trade market for Durant winds up being not as bad as you think it's going to be, or not as expensive as you think it's going to be, that changes the conversation. Devin Booker is the other Phoenix Sun player that the Rockets have had serious interest in, but team sources said that is no longer the case. Not only, Seth, do team officials still have faith in Jalen Green, I'm reading from the article here, who is 5 years younger than Booker and $66 million cheaper over the next 3 seasons, but also Booker's struggles last season shifted the thinking on this front. And then there's Zion Williamson, who gets mentioned here. I feel dirty even reading a sentence, but just to close out, As for Zion, who spent the majority of the last six seasons falling short of expectations, the Rockets see him as too risky.
Well, and this is where the other part about this article is that Kelly Eco says, hey, the team feels a lot differently about Jalen Green than the Rockets fandom at large, I think, or at least a lot of people in the Rockets fandom. And they point that, hey, yeah, he was getting double teamed and blitzed a whole bunch. Where I guess I got to try to remember this, too, because it was, you know, with Jalen Green, you just simply can't act like he's not a valuable basketball player.
Sure.
He's obviously very valuable. He had a really bad series. But also when it comes to him making better decisions or being more patient, like, it helps a lot for a young guard to also have a team that's doing everything away from the ball the right way. And they just haven't established that trust to where, all right.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Part of it is, yes, Jalen Green has to be more calm, cool, collected in the clutch and when he's getting blitzed like that. But he's also got to have options, and he's got to have trust and understanding of exactly where everybody's going to be. And that's where I can talk myself up into the upside of Jalen Green just by the team as a unit playing better around him.
Yeah.
I'm still doubtful that he's ever going to be a genuine NBA superstar, but I can't sit here and act like, oh yeah, no, he's garbage because of that one series.
No, and I think by and large, I think teams around the league see it that way too. I don't think they look at that Golden State series like, oh, he was amazing all season long, and then in these seven games or six of the seven games, he wasn't good. And so that closes the book on him. I think there's a lot of teams that still see a ton of value in Jalen Green.
The other thing with Durant, I just pulled up the oldest guys to make an all-star team in NBA history. Yeah. And 38 is kind of like a soft cutoff point for a lot of them, really. There have only been six instances of a player making the all-star team above the age of 38.
Okay.
And now with the NBA, you know, there's always the fan voting and everything skews things. Like, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar had three of those.
That's who I was going to get. Kareem and LeBron probably eat up a few of those.
And Kareem, the last couple times he made, like the last year he made it, he was 41. He averaged 10 points a game that year. You know, so that was a name thing. No, Nowitzki, he made it when he was 40. He was averaging 7.3 points per game.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like they were still playing at their prime.
If you get a
whatsoever.
Kevin Durant that averages 7.3 points a game, you've made a bad trade.
I feel like with like 38, and then Michael Jordan when he was with the Wizards. Yeah. All right, that wasn't classic or peak Michael Jordan.
No.
So LeBron's the only guy that's actually past the age of 38 been still playing at a high level.
At a high level, yeah.
Yeah, and then beyond that, you have, you know, your Tim Duncan's, your Karl Malone's, those guys made it when they were 38 years old.
Yeah.
So I don't. Yeah, 38. 30, so these next couple of years for Kevin Durant, if you go by history, it might be it for him for being a really, really influential basketball
player.
Well,
and
that's it. I'm out on him.
Now, then, that's a good way to frame it. Like, are you willing to trade? I don't think you can reasonably say you're trading for more than a couple of years of the Durant that you need, the version of Durant that you need in order to win at the level that you're hoping to, you know, to win at a championship level. Like, I think Durant's probably got 2 years of that left.
He'll be 37 next year.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Yeah. It's kind of like with wide receivers when they turn 32.
A little bit.
There's a line of demarcation at the age of 32 where the vast majority of really good wide receivers fall off after 32. There's a few that make it, but it's
rare.
Even the great ones succumb to father time.
Which brings us to Giannis, who says he's willing to look outside Milwaukee. And so now it's on. Here was Brian Windhorst yesterday on ESPN saying these are the two teams that make the most sense for Milwaukee to be talking to about a Giannis Antetokounmpo trade.
Two things you have to know about the Bucks when you consider a trade. Number one, the Bucks do not control their first-round pick for 5 years. That means if the Bucks are going to trade him, thinking that they're going to tank for the next 3 years and rebuild is not going to happen. They need quality players, and the other thing that you need to know is if you're going to trade Giannis to a team that's going to be a super team, getting that team's draft assets is not exciting because they're not going to be very high picks for the next few years. So you're going to look at teams that have players to trade and other teams' draft assets that they can trade besides theirs. San Antonio and Houston.
Okay. So Windhorst is to visualize, shoulders drop down, leaning up right into the camera saying, San Antonio and Houston. And I think that audio came from yesterday before the NBA draft lottery. I think that's something worth pointing out, Seth, is that the San Antonio Spurs just became a little bit better equipped to make a Giannis Antetokounmpo trade by having one of their two lottery picks they had yesterday drop in at number two in the draft. I mean, the only thing it would have been worse is if it went all the way up to number one, and then they could actually flirt with the idea of mixing Cooper Flagg into a Giannis Antetokounmpo trade. But San Antonio and Bobby Marks, who's a former GM in the league, wrote a long article where he put all 29 other teams besides the Bucks, all 29 other teams into tiers as far as their likelihood or their wherewithal to go get Giannis Antetokounmpo. And the top two teams in their own tier are the Rockets and the Spurs. That's the crazy thing about this. Like, if the Rockets want to do a Giannis Antetokounmpo trade, and Giannis Antetokounmpo is amenable to coming to Houston, it can get done. There is plenty to make that deal happen. The question is, my big question, you know, when you see these trades for Antetokounmpo, like the one that The Athletic had last week, where Amen Thompson, Alperen Şengün, Jalen Green, and other stuff is all going to Milwaukee, are you not just really taking the team Giannis was on in Milwaukee that got knocked out of the first round of the playoffs and recreating it here to some degree? Like, if you're bringing in Giannis and you trade the three best players in your young core, the three best, and you bring in Giannis to stay back here and play with Tari Eason, Fred VanVleet, and Dylan Brooks in the West.
Yeah.
I mean, aren't you just kind of the Milwaukee Bucks? Haven't you just turned the Milwaukee Bucks into the Houston Rockets and turned the Houston Rockets into the Milwaukee Bucks? You know, and I'm not saying like you'd be a bad team. You'd be a playoff team in the West, but you're trying to win a championship. I don't think if you trade all those young guys away and it's Giannis here with the leftovers, that's a championship-level team, and it needs to be in the next couple of years for that trade to make sense.
It's kind of like how the Browns traded for Deshaun Watson, where even if Deshaun Watson had worked out, there was parts of it that felt like they were trading for the right to be the Houston Texans.
Yeah.
Which was, okay, a guy with a quarterback that you feel good about, but with no picks or anything to build for the future,
yes,
and put you in a bind salary cap wise, which is what the Texans were already for 2 years.
Right.
And they're 3 years with Deshaun Watson by the time they traded him.
They
ended up being exactly like the Houston Texans with Deshaun Watson.
Exactly.
Except without the salary cap wise and picks wise and everything, except that they also didn't get any good play out of Deshaun Watson.
Zero. Yeah. At least the Texans got a 5,000 yard season. Yeah. I just feel like
I don't want to trade for the right to be the Bucks.
That's exactly right. For what it's worth, the Rockets are the favorite to land Giannis Antetokounmpo on DraftKings, 9.5 to 1 to land him. Last time a former MVP was traded in his prime, James Harden by the Houston Rockets in 2021. Circle of life. It would only stand to reason, Seth, that after this, the 4 years since that James Harden trade, that the Rockets would be the next team to be involved in a trade of a former MVP in his prime, except this time they would be getting the former MVP, not trading him out.
Circle of life.
That's a sign that your rebuild worked, man. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. All right. Bill Belichick is going to do an interview with Michael Strahan on Friday. I've got big questions about this. This live interview that's going to take place on Good Morning America with Belichick. Yet another conspiracy theory involving Belichick. And proof positive that you've made it as a journalist when this happens to you. We will have that for you coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.